It's time for another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. And joining us over the phone today, we have Senator David Hinkins. And Mr. Hinkins, always a pleasure. Thank you again for the time today.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Definitely. It's been a long process, I know, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. We're down to the last couple of days, and, I'm sure this is where things kind of pick up. You try to tie up some loose ends.
Right. The budget's mostly the big issue right now that we're working on. All the Senate bills had to be out of the Senate last night, and that happened. We was here till like around 10 or 10:30 last night, and we're not going to go on the floor till 9 o'clock this morning, so we kind of got a break. And but some of the bills that and the House bills had to be out of the House yesterday as well. And I'm not sure how late they stayed last night, but I'm sure it was that later. And they were still going when I left. But the big thing, so we'll be working on House bills over here. They'll be working on Senate bills over there for the next 3 days. And right now, though, the big issue is over the budget. The House has got a pretty lean budget that they've cut out $400 million out of what we had pretty much agreed upon. But when they didn't get the tax increase on sales taxes, the tax services and stuff, then they're kind of... I shouldn't say upset, but they feel that maybe we don't have the funding that we need to do all of it. So hopefully we'll meet somewhere in the middle of what, probably end up with 200. They're going to talking about just doing a lot of ongoing or do away with ongoing funding and just kind of do a one-time funding until they can get some result of how much income we'll be able to get over the next little while. So we'll be talking about that all summer, I think, of how... people realize that it takes money to fund the government. We just don't know how to do it, and that everybody can agree upon. And we want to make sure that we go to our citizens and get their okay before we try to, dump something on the public that's not very well received. And a lot of the services that they were trying to tax were not very well received. So we'll try and get the more public comment and public input throughout the summer through interim and see what we can do to meet the needs of the state. Some of the things that appropriation requests that myself and Representative Albrecht and as well as Representative Watkins, some of the things that we've asked for is the Utah Coal Strike Team, which was a $500,000 ask. So far, that's still in on the Senate side, but not on the House side. And then also we have a $25,000 request for the Helper Arts and Music Festival this year. And so far, that's still in on the Senate side, but on the House side, it's not. So we're hoping we can keep that in. We've asked for a $2 million request for the Utah State Eastern for the college. And one of the things it'll do is it's a $2,033,000 request, and it's for the career and technical education in Eastern Utah. So it'd be for more instructors and stuff to work on trades and certificates for jobs, to job creation. And so that so far is still in, and we're hoping that that'll stay. But, we'll just have to wait and see where it all ends up. So right now that's going to be the fight, is what we can spend and what we, the things that are really crucial and critical. And like I said, a lot of it will be just a one-time expenditures rather than ongoing until we find out the stability of the income.
Now that we are down to the last couple of days, outside of the budget, anything else that you have to focus on, Mr. Hinkins, over the next, 2 to 3 days?
Yes. Some of the bills right now is when all the appropriation request bills will be heard. They've already passed either the Senate or the House, and so now they're in the other body. So we'll be looking at House bills that are actually funding requests. And there's about, 50 or 60 bills that's on funding. And so, it'll depend on whether they get passed or not. The most crucial ones will get passed. Those that they feel they can get by without will probably die on the Senate floor or the House floor. So that's probably the big thing, is the funding bills that's coming up now. Some of the other bills have already, the less controversial bills have all been gone through pretty much. So now that most of the bills that we're getting to now will be pretty much pretty controversial.
Well, Mr. Hinkins, always a pleasure to chat with you and get an update on how things are going. Enjoy the last couple of days of the session, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Okay, well, thanks so much, and appreciate it.
Again, that's been another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
When talking about service, I'm sure you'll concur. It's actions that speak louder than words. So with my money, every red cent, I trust these folks 100%. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
Are you tired of making your loan payments to financial institutions on the Wasatch Front or even out of state? Bring your loans home by calling or coming in to Eastern Utah Community Credit Union and let them save you time and money. In addition, if you transfer your loan from another financial institution or get pre-approved on your next loan, they'll give you a vacation package to one of many destinations in the States or a cruise to the Bahamas. That's right. Bring your loan home and they send you packing on your next vacation. At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, you can depend on them for local people, local lending, and local decisions.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.